Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, I don't know, the United States continues to engage diplomatically with Iran while still reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security. It's a very, very strange situation indeed, with many, with some conflict, some shooting, some firing, some bombing, even while this MOU is being negotiated. Or no, the MOU is already negotiated. Maybe the terms are being negotiated. It's very, very hard to understand what on earth is going on and how this will impact Israel and the greater region. Dr. Dan Dyker, president of the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us so bright and early. To me, it's unfathomable. I cannot follow this with any sense of understanding. What happened over the weekend?
Well, the Iranian regime precisely would like you to fail to understand what's happening, because that's classic Iranian regime Islamic Republic strategy, Howard. Mm-hmm. The regime understands a 60-day memorandum of understanding as an opportunity to continue war by other means, and this is exactly what's happening. The MOA is simply another war tool or battle tool in the supply, the war supply chain of the Islamic Republic. I think the most consequential thing that's happened also is that the United States has also bombed Iran, bombed some of its drone and ballistic missile storage facilities that still exist. But I think the most consequential development in the last 48 hours, 72 hours, has been the parallel 14-point MOU signed by the government of Lebanon and the State of Israel, which they did in Washington. Very, very significant from a number of different points of view, because if we've noticed, it's another 14-point memorandum, which is a parallel or perhaps a conflicting 14-point memorandum that essentially rips away this this direct connection between the Iranian regime and its Hezbollah proxy, as opposed to the government of Lebanon, which has been, according to this MOU, officially recognized certainly by Israel, and Israel recognized by the government of Lebanon, which puts a little bit of a hole. A hole in the ongoing terror proxy relationship between the Islamic Republic and its Iranian proxy in Lebanon. But there's a whole can of worms that's opened up, according to together with the agreement. But at least it gives Israel the right and the legitimacy and the cover by the government of Lebanon itself to remain in southern Lebanon, well up to and beyond the Litani River, which is 30 kilometers north of Israel, to give Israel defensible borders, to give Israel some strategic depth, to give Israel security zone, buffer zones, and some demilitarization areas. This is very, very important for Israel, but there's a tremendous amount of work to be done there, Howard, on the what they call the Iranian regime controlled Lebanese front, because the Lebanese terror groups and the Hezbollah among them, as being an Iranian backed group, has already completely denigrated, defamed, delegitimized the agreement.
It could the Iranian attacks on vessels yesterday and Bahrain, could that be a diversion or perhaps an antagonistic act in order to take attention away from this MOU signed between Israel and Lebanon?
For sure. In fact, this has been the asymmetric advantage of the Iranian regime, is that it can at will ignite the entire Middle East. And unfortunately, in the West, there's been too little attention paid to the ongoing terror activity of the Islamic Republic against its Arab neighbors. I mean, for goodness sakes, what is that? What does its Arab neighbors have to do with anything if the conflict is between the United States together with its Middle East ally Israel towards the murderous Islamic Republic? But in fact, this is the asymmetric warfare advantage that the Islamic Republic has, because its Arab neighbors have less of an ability to defend themselves against killer drones and ballistic missiles and other rockets that the Islamic Republic has. But it's prepared. The Islamic Republic is prepared to sacrifice millions of people in the neighborhood in order to put tremendous pressure on the United States by its sort of erstwhile Muslim amenable country, Turkey, as well as the Arab countries that, you know, are looking more for stability than they are for anything else. So this is a real pressure point that the Islamic Republic uses, and it's in perfect asymmetric warfare a strategy.
The question, of course, is how the U.S. and Israel balance this, because obviously they can't allow Iran to conduct these acts of antagonism without responding, because that emboldens the regime. But on the other hand, if they react too strongly, then perhaps Iran gets what it wants, which is a resumption of some form of conflict, and they can continue doing what they do. How does Israel and the United States balance this?
Well, this is a bigger question right now for the United States, because it's the signatory to the 60-day memorandum of understanding. It is not an agreement. It's only a framework. And in fact, the Islamic Republic knows that the best way to cause President Trump to fail at the polls, certainly in the midterm elections, not him personally, but the Republican Party, is by continuing this sort of drip-drip terrorism you know, their own military activity to disrupt everything, to raise oil prices, to raise energy prices, to raise food prices, to increase inflation. This is the soft underbelly of the United States. The president knows he has a very, very consequential midterm election coming up. The Republican Party controls the House of Representatives just by a few seats, and the Senate by a couple of seats. And the Islamic Republic understands American politics as well or even better than the Americans themselves. So they know that the pain threshold for the United States coming in the next 4 months is very limited, because the American people vote their pocketbook. The American people have expressed generally an oppositional view towards this war at all. So there are particular political electoral limitations that Trump faces, and the way the Islamic Republic actually expands those and intensifies those is through, as I said before, this sort of drip-drip terrorism, throwing a few missiles here, attacking a ship there, drawing American fire. That's what they want to do. They want to draw American fire, and they want to draw Israeli fire, by the way, on the Lebanese front, because as we know, the Hezbollah is not a Lebanese organization, it's an Islamic Republic terror proxy. So they use terrorism, in their view, as a pressure point, as a lever, in order to cause the potential overreaction of the United States, and the Islamic Republic is all too happy to reignite combat operations, which would, you know, cause those energy prices to shoot up again and cause Trump to almost certainly fail in the midterm elections. That's their, is their overall terror strategy that combines cognitive warfare, psychological warfare, political warfare, and of course, what they call military terror kinetic warfare.
That's where we do need to leave it, Dr. Dan Diker. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us and bringing us that perspective.